Tomorrow is Election Day, and the contest to serve as Philadelphia's next district attorney has shaped up to be the most closely followed race on the ballot. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, both Larry Krasner and his opponent Beth Grossman made one final push today before voters choose who will lead one of the busiest DA offices in the country.
Krasner rolled through Reading Terminal Market wearing his usual fitted suit and horn-rimmed glasses. Before he got his shoes shined, someone nearby shouted at him. Is he ready for Election Day?
You ready for more?
We're getting ready for more.
Ready.
Are you voting tomorrow?
No, I am.
Grossman, meanwhile, made the rounds with local radio interviews and unleashed a team of volunteers to spread the word about her candidacy. They offer vastly different visions for the future of the DA's office. Grossman, a career prosecutor, is a more conventional candidate for the office. Krasner is a civil rights lawyer who sued the police department 75 times over alleged abuse. He says a different approach can start on day one.
The first and most important priority is culture change. It is to change to an understanding of criminal justice as being about prevention, as opposed to being strictly about the harshest forms of punishment possible.
You cannot approach that office with a complete slash and burn approach by burning it down and building it up. Because I hate to tell you, over the past several years, a lot of good things are working.
Herein lies the huge differences between the two. Krasner talks about, quote, the criminalization of poverty, getting rid of cash bail, and never pursuing the death penalty. Grossman says some programs in the office have worked, like ones that divert first-time offenders into rehab instead of jail. She says voters want a DA to improve the office's existing policies.
And they want somebody who is concerned about neighborhoods, and they want somebody who is concerned about victims and survivors of crime.
Grossman faces long odds. Since registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in Philadelphia nearly 7-1, but she does have the support of the city's largest police union, and some prosecutors in the DA's office worry Krasner will be disruptive and cause turmoil in a time when the office needs a steady hand. Hearing Krasner talk about his goals makes you think you're talking to someone running to be public defender, not DA. He doesn't emphasize locking up the bad guys, but instead ending mass incarceration.
We have been dealing with a system in which it was all about order, and that meant locking everybody up, as opposed to following constitutional requirements and being balanced.
Krasner sailed to victory in the May primary with the help of a progressive coalition of young voters and the assistance of financier George Soros. The billionaire spent $1.7 million on independent expenditures to boost Krasner's campaign. Grossman attacks Krasner for benefiting from that money, saying having a billionaire pay for advertisements shows he's unfit to run the office. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.